be at the first doctor. I would make a laundry list and be at the first doctor and go, this is not happening for me. So I can't imagine how you live your whole life knowing that something's not right for you and having to live that way. I just think that's such a sad thing to have to go through your life and have people not accept you for who you are.
You've got to, I have to hear this just because, you know, I adore when you speak your mind, and I just want to hear your thoughts on people that are saying that they should boycott the show, that they're asking people not to watch Dancing with the Stars. What would you say to them?
You know, I don't know if people are that determined and they are going to use, you know, if you've got that excess time and that amount of hostility, I'm not so sure that I could say anything to you that would make you change your feelings, you know, because those are such feelings of hostility and fear that I don't know, like, that I would have any magic words that could make you feel more comfortable and to, you know, soothe you into not being terrified if my child dances on Dancing with the Stars.
Is the key thing to remember. This is your child, and I think if any mother out there is just listening to this, you know, what if someone attacked your child? How would you just try to put yourself in someone else's shoes? Chaz, you want to say anything to your mom before we go? Because this was a surprise to
you. It was a surprise. No, just hi, Mom, and thanks for all the support, and I'll give you a call later.